I love having Brian aboard here, Brian Caribou with Cheesehead TV, because his pro draft guide, it's for Packer fans. The pro draft preview, it's for Packer fans, lays it out. Great mock in there, great insight, gives you that green and gold focus, talks about some Badger players, the NFC North, all the things you are concerned with as a Green Bay Packer fan. And Brian back on the show with us. Always good to have you aboard, Brian. How you doing?
Very good. Glad to be joining you.
And I'm going to start off by this, you know, the mock draft, and I'm going to give it away here if I can with who you have the Packers taking, is Louisville safety Calvin Pryor. Brian, if that happens, I've been saying this for a year and a half now, safety is their biggest need. That would that would make my day for the Green Bay Packers if they can get Calvin Pryor in the first round.
Yeah, Calvin Pryor, he's a great player. The thing that impresses me most with him is the elite closing speed that he has. When he sets his sight on either getting to a ball carrier or a receiver, or while the ball's in the air, doesn't matter if it's pass or run, he closes on the player so fast and just explodes on him. Big-time hitter. He's a guy that the weakness, I guess you could say, is that he hasn't come up with huge interception numbers. But, I want to believe that maybe that's coming yet with Calvin Pryor, just because of the way he does close on the football. And it doesn't always show up in the time speed, you know, the 40-yard dash. You know, wasn't outstanding at the NFL Combine or anything like that. But when you put on the film and watch Calvin Pryor, it's there, and that's the main thing. What did he do on the football field? And Calvin Pryor has it.
Brian, how would you rank the Packer needs heading into next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
Oh, I'm right there with you. I think safety is number one. Obviously, you know, they lose their starter from last year. MD Jennings, he's gone, so the spot is wide open for anybody who might take it. You know, they've been talk about Micah Hyde maybe being a starter at safety. Packers haven't been fully committed to that notion yet, but, you know, start with safety. Right behind that, I think, is inside linebacker. The Packers could really use a playmaker, an impact player at that position. They've got guys who have at times been solid, A.J. Hawk and Brad Jones and Jamari Lattimore, but none of those guys have been, you know, big sack guys, interception guys, or tackles for a loss. I just think there's something missing there that could be, at the very least, upgraded at that position. And then at the offensive side of the football, I think you're looking at the Packers need a big target, big tall target, who can stretch the seam for quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Personally, I don't know if it matters if it's a tight end or a wide receiver, what label you put on this person. They need a guy who's 6'4 to 6'6, who's, you know, Aaron Rodgers can look for in the red zone, things like that. So that's my needs.
Chatting with Brian Caribou right now at Cheesehead TV. Pro Football Draft Preview puts it together each and every year. The digital download available at cheeseheadtv.com. And Brian with us here on SCO. Before we get more into the draft substance, Brian, take us into the preview and what our listeners will find there. Like I said, that Packer focus, which is huge this time of year for green and gold fans.
Yeah, if you go to our website, cheeseheadtv.com, there's a widget on the homepage, a graphic, whatever you want to call it. You can't miss it. And what you do is you order it, and we deliver it digitally. It comes in a PDF, an Adobe file, and so you can read it right on your laptop, your computer, your tablet, whatever, even cell phone, whatever you use to view documents online. And yeah, it's fully geared to Packers fans, mock drafts, needs broken down by every NFL team, but with more of a focus on the Packers and the NFC North Division and things like that. The Packers roster broken down by position, so you can tell when these players are drafted how they'll fit into the team. And then, of course, 350-plus prospects ranked and analyzed. We think we offer it all. Full-color photography, feature articles, you name it, it's all in there.
You know, Brian, one position I want to point at is on the defensive line, because talking with a lot of people, I think I have that as a higher need than a lot of people do. You know, you bring back B.J. Raji, you bring back Guy in from Minnesota, you still lost C.J. Wilson, Ryan Pickett, and Johnny Jolly, so only one of those spots have been filled. Jarrell Worthy, you don't know what you have there. boy, I think people are sleeping on that position. And with how some of the defensive tackles are in this draft, Lewis Nix, you know, a name I like to throw out there, a big anchor you can put in there. I wouldn't be shocked if that's the direction they go, although, you know, I still believe safety is their number one need.
Yeah, I can definitely buy into that and say you look at B.J. Raji, and he's only under contract for one more season as well. And if they lose B.J. Raji, I mean, he's the only guy now losing, you know, or at least not signed Ryan Pickett and Johnny Jolly on the free agent market. Raji's the only guy who really has that 330-pound nose tackle-type size. So if the Packers kind of stick with this 3-4 and, you know, there's maybe suggestions that maybe they're kind of moving to a 4-3 and, you know, the addition of the elephant end to the defense this year, we'll see when the 2014 season unfolds. But, yeah, I mean, definitely a need for depth at the very least and guys who could be starters along the line. You know, Lewis Nix kind of being a big nose tackle, but, I mean, there's no shortage of good defensive linemen in this draft, guys who can be 3-4 defensive linemen. His teammates, Stephon Tuitt of Notre Dame, Rashid Hageman of Minnesota, Coney Ealy of Missouri, just to name a few.
Brian, looking at the Badgers in this draft, what do you make of their standing? And which of these guys do you think we hear get called on draft day and guys that can make it in that next level? Because I know being a Wisconsin guy, you follow them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the best prospect is Chris Borland, the inside linebacker. Obviously, you know, people talk about the size and he's short, but, you know, again, another one of those things you turn on the film and Chris Borland is just making plays all over the field. He seems to have top-notch instincts. And again, I mean, that's an intangible. You can't measure like you can a 40-yard dash or how many bench press reps he has. He just has the instincts that, you know, he knows how to diagnose plays. He knows where they're going, and then he's there. He's there, you know, without hesitation in an instant. He's kind of like Kelvin Pryor in that regard, where they just seem to have that innate sixth sense, I guess, where they have that instinctive football feeling to them. So I think he's the best, but he's far from alone. I think James White is really an underrated running back. I think he really could be one of the best complementary running backs in the entire NFL. And, you know, maybe that kind of sounds like a slight, but, I mean, when you're talking about the best complementary back in a way a guy could be used out of the backfield as a receiver and a guy who's not afraid to be a blocker can help out in that aspect, James White can be a real good asset for another NFL team. And Jared Aberderis, a good could be, I see him being, the ceiling being a number two or a number three receiver in the NFL. I'm not sure he has what it takes to be a number one type of guy at the next level. But that doesn't mean, you know, as a number two, number three guy, you can't be productive. I mean, just look at James Jones with the Green Bay Packers. As a number three wide receiver 2 years ago, he caught 14 touchdowns. I mean, number three wide receivers can play a big role in the NFL nowadays.
Brian, you did the research, 350 prospects gone through. Give me a name or two that you think are maybe sleepers, guys that, you know, come 2-3 years from now that could slide through the cracks that not a lot of people are talking about right now that people may be talking about in the NFL.
Here we go. I'll give you a name, and it just kind of brought to mind as we were talking about defensive linemen before. There's a guy named Ryan Carruthers of Arkansas State, kind of a small school, kind of, not one of the big programs you're watching on TV every Saturday throughout the fall. But he's 6'1", he's 330 pounds, so another big nose tackle type. But what impressed me about him was his quickness. He averaged 7.5 tackles a game or something like that as a nose tackle. And at 330 pounds, that just amazes me how you can be that big and still be that mobile, that athletic, that good to be able to move around and things like that. So I think he's a name that, you know, maybe a late-round draft choice, but really because of his quickness has a way to make a name for himself. and then maybe sticking in the trenches, Wesley Johnson, an offensive lineman from Vanderbilt, he has experience at tackle, guard, and center. You know, it's so valuable in the NFL when you can step in at any position in a pinch if all of a sudden injuries hit or things like that. And his last few years at Vanderbilt, he was a left tackle and an all-conference one. So a guy who played well in the, you know, the highest levels of college football, another good guy, could be as potentially as high as a day two draft choice, but maybe day three.
Brian, tell us a little bit again about the draft guide, what our listeners will find there, and, of course, how they can get it at CheeseheadTV.com.
Yeah, head to our website. Like I said, there's a graphic there. You can't miss it on the homepage. 350-plus prospects ranked and analyzed. I think we came in just short of 100 pages, but, you know, if you're a Packers fan, there's everything you want. In there, from mock drafts to needs to feature articles, interviews with players and prospects, team roster broken down by position, you name it, it's there if you like the green and gold.
Brian, by the way, I did a little research here, and you mentioned Calvin Pryor. The interception numbers may not be there. Troy Polamalu in 3 years at USC, 6 interceptions. So you can say the interception numbers weren't there for, you know, one of the best safeties in the game today. So just saying, just tossing that out there.
Sounds good to me.
Brian, always good talking with you. Best of luck with the draft preview guide there, and we'll talk to you very soon, okay?
Sounds good. Take care.